This is a replay of the Tuesday night, January 21st WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from One VoIP for the world's best customer service. It's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine, providing it has absolutely no significance whatsoever. That's right. Yeah, the big stuff, let them tackle that in the day. This is just time to have a good time. Well, or for me to scare the hell out of you, yes, in the case of this next particular article. Yes, more things in terms of what you're eating that could do you in. But the first part of this really got to me. Now, I've never been a big fan of the FDA for a lot of reasons that we won't go into here. But yes, they regulate food additives, but they've got a loophole. This is pretty amazing. If a food company adds a new ingredient to a product, they can monitor it themselves and report their own safety data. When this happens, the additive is labeled as generally recognized as safe, GRAS, meaning the FDA has no idea, but the food company said it's okay, so that's just fine. All right, well, occasionally, though, even the GRAS ingredients come back to haunt people, and so there's five more. Now, what's really interesting about this is that the FDA is going to ban this, but not right away. All right, that's right. They say, yes, it can harm you, but got to give those food manufacturers a year or so to comply. The first one is brominated vegetable oil. And you remember bromine from high school chemistry. It's naturally occurring element, orange, brown in color. Has kind of a smell like chlorine. When it's combined with unsaturated fats, like in vegetable oils, it creates brominated vegetable oil. BVO is what you might see on the label. And this was, again, one of those GRAS, generally recognized as safe. But now it is banned. Now, by the way, It'll take up to a year. The manufacturers have until 2026 to comply and remove it from their products. So what are they using BVO for? The citrus flavoring in fruit sodas and drinks. So look for it in citrus, pineapple, strawberry, any of the flavored drinks and sodas. On a food ingredient label, it can be listed as brominated vegetable oil, soybean oil, brominated sunflower oil, or just BVO. And apparently BVO is stored in fat. That means it's not easily flushed from your body, which of course means that it's going to mount up the more you have of it, and it can impact different systems over the long term. Research has shown a significant impact on thyroid function. The next one, FD&C red dye number 3, bright red, and it's an artificial food dye that's been around forever, and many people know that this is probably not something they want to ingest, but it's been generally recognized as safe until January of 2027. So they're giving them 2 years to get rid of red dye number 3, which is erythrocene, by the way. And they banned it, 2 years from now. And so it's usually added to improve the appeal of a red-colored food. And so if the food is bright red or bright orange or pink, look for red dye number C. Candy, drinks, desserts, canned cherries, that's a big one. And what the researchers have shown is that high doses of red dye number 3 disrupt, once again, thyroid hormone production. It also has been linked to thyroid cancer in animal studies. Now, again, it's important to note that the doses in these studies is way beyond what what you're going to find in terms of your individual portion. You know, it's like the ruse of saccharin many years ago at the behest of Monsanto for aspartame. They said, oh yeah, the rats are dying. Well, you're giving them something like 4,000,000% more than they should be having. But I digress. Also, a lot of people have, and this is anecdotal to some extent, but seen that artificial food dye, particularly red dye number 3, is associated with hyperactivity in kids. And so, of course, research on this is difficult because you look at the aforementioned list, it's also going to be loaded with sugar and low levels of nutrients and other things that will promote hyperactivity. So, whether it's red dye number 3 or not, well, that's yet to be determined. The state of California thinks it's bad. Potassium bromate. It's a food ingredient. It's usually added to bread and flour products because it increases dough volume and it shortens the amount of time that bread needs to rise, making it quicker to cook and cheaper and all that. And it bleaches the dough. And so the European Union and the WHO banned potassium bromate a while ago. Now the FDA says they're working with the American Bakers Association to reduce the levels. Reduce the levels? Well, so you're saying, firstly, what's in it? Well, like I say, flour and bread, baked goods, drinks, sauces, snacks, cosmetics and drugs. When it's added to flour and the baking temperature is not high enough, the chemical doesn't break down, and that can lead to digestive issues, stomach pain, diarrhea. Repeated exposure to potassium bromate may be a possible carcinogen, but then again, how much of it do you have to take for that? So I'll leave that to you. Propylparaben, and that's an antimicrobial agent that the FDA has been considering until now as GRAS, along with other parabens. It prevents the growth of bacteria in products and increases their shelf life. California and Europe have banned it because of its negative impact on the endocrine system. You find it in snacks, candies, tortilla, and baked goods. It's also used in cosmetic products like creams or lotions or shampoos. And that's why you often see cosmetics labeled paraben-free. Well, it's all because of that propylparaben. And all parabens actually are considered to be endocrine-disrupting chemicals. That means at certain concentrations, they can behave similarly to hormones in your body. And they're looking again into thyroid function and reproductive health. But so far, it's not been banned, but it's certainly many people will say it damn well should be. And like I say, California and Europe, yes. Titanium dioxide. That's an artificial color and is a whitening agent used in a lot of food products. And here's the problem with this. This is the fifth one, and this is the one that will really make you worry, I think, not because of what it does, but for how you're going to discover it, because the FDA says the manufacturer can list artificial color instead of colored with titanium dioxide on the ingredients label. So it can be very hard to avoid when you don't know what it is. So bottom line is if you see artificial color, probably don't eat it. It's primarily used to, you know, there again, improve the look and appearance of a food, whiter, brighter, you know, making you more likely to buy it. So candy, coffee creamer, salad dressings, baked goods, cheese dips, sauces, snack mixes, soups, those are just some. And in 2023, the safety was reevaluated by the WHO and the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. And they determined that, well, it's safe depending on how little of it you consume. But the bottom line is not everybody agrees with that conclusion. The European Food Safety Agency banned it entirely in 2020 due to concerns about its affecting the DNA. And effect on DNA means it could be a possible carcinogen, and it's possible that repeated ingestion could be a buildup in your body. And that, you know, again, if you have too much of anything, it's not, including water, it's not going to be a good thing. So we're not necessarily going to say that everything will do you in. But the bottom line are these are things to watch. And if you're not a label reader, you should be. Now, obviously, when you're out and about and all that, you're not going to be able to read too many labels, although a lot of restaurants have it online in terms of what they're serving you. But if it's a concern at all, make sure you read the labels. And my theory is if you can't pronounce the word, don't put it in your mouth. It's that simple. But the other thing, again, is most of these are unlikely to be harmful if you're consuming them on occasion. So, you know, if it's that citrus soda you like, just as long as you're not doing that every day. All right. The other thing is when you do read the labels, as you become more familiar with that, you can start to make swaps because a lot of other options exist that are virtually copycats but have better ingredients. And the other thing when you're snacking, if you can snack on whole foods, you know, a piece of fruit or, a broccoli stalk, yeah, there you go, or nuts, whatever, whole food without any processing is obviously a no-brainer. And the more you can prepare food yourself, the better off you are. So that's the latest. Those are the big five. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. And we have Sally, who is in Peoria. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hello, Raleigh. It has been a long time, but I listen more than I call. But the only thing I can say about your food thing that you were reading is that I quit drinking Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, okay, 3 days ago. I was a big Pepsi addict, and they said it's not going to do your kidneys any good. And I thought, well, let's see if I can get the creatinine, you know, a little bit,
right,
you know, settled down and be where it's supposed to be. So I have not had any Pepsi and don't intend to.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Diet Pepsi is, unlike Diet Coke and a lot of products, it doesn't have any aspartame in it, but it has sucralose, and that, like Splenda. And sucralose has its own issues, and they say it's safe in the kidneys, but when you do a blood test and see you're seeing elevated levels, absolutely, you don't want to do that. So, you know, it's interesting that it is sucralose because of all the artificial sweeteners, supposedly that's the easiest on the kidneys. But, you know, bottom line is none of them are good for you. So now, 3 days, how much withdrawal are you having?
Not very much because I got some kind of flu about 3 weeks ago. And after I could hold things down, that Pepsi tasted so nasty. Mm-hmm. And it had an after taste.
Yes.
And I thought, I do not want it. This is awful.
Good.
I really can quit.
No, that is great. And yes, the caffeine quotient can be hard on the kidneys, but that too is controversial. But the bottom line is if you're seeing elevated levels of anything, yeah, the more you can do to eat clean and then retest in a few months, the better off you'll be.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting to ask you this. I've heard you do it before. I wonder if you could find my radio. I got a radio for Christmas in 1956, and I was going on 10 years old at that time, mm-hmm. and it was my whole world. It was a battery electric, a Motorola, a red Motorola, and it was kind of strange because the batteries, there were two of them, and they were covered with cardboard.
Okay.
One was kind of a square battery, and the other one was a long, it looked like a gigantic 9-volt battery, but again, it was covered with cardboard. The batteries cost about $5, and for a little kid, you know, who doesn't really have an allowance, that just wasn't too cool. But the antenna was... they call it aerial, was in the handle. You could turn the antenna and bring in the reception. When you played it on battery, you had to open it up and plug in the cord in a little socket in the radio and just curl the rest of it around in there and then close it up.
Okay.
And
it's
a red...
And it was Motorola, right?
Yes, a red Motorola.
Okay. They came in multiple colors, but on the front of it, did it have one big dial on the lower right, or did it have two dials on both corners toward the top?
It had one dial on the right, kind of in the middle.
In the middle?
On the end, not, it wasn't a corner. but the volume, the on, the turn on and the volume were up in the left quarter in the front.
Uh-huh. All right. I was thinking that at 56T1. Was it Bakelite or was it aluminum?
I think aluminum. It was very heavy. Yeah. When you put the batteries in, the thing weighed 5 pounds.
Yeah, right. You know, there's a few choices of this, but there was that 66T, and that had the dial and all that, but I don't know if it came in red. Many of them did. If you had to describe how big it was, it's obviously a little bigger than a brick, but it's wider than it is tall, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the handle kind of lifts up.
No, it was on top.
Yeah, on top, but I mean, it went across the whole radio.
Almost, not quite, but you can turn it.
Yeah, right.
So.
Right, yeah, because it's fair, you know, depending on what direction for, to pick up the signals,
right.
Of course. There's a couple of choices, but, and by the way, a lot of this stuff is available on eBay. And if you go to eBay, you can search for like Motorola transistor radio 1950s, and you'll see everything. And I'll bet you may not see it in red, but I'll bet you'll see the design that you want.
Oh, my. It had tubes.
Oh, really? It was not transistor? Okay.
No, not yet.
Okay. All right.
And when you turned it on, it came on instantly. It didn't have to warm
up.
Well,
that's why I think it was transistor of some sort. Yeah, I'm going to look, but do you have access to a computer?
No, I don't.
Okay. So I certainly do, but no matter how much I hold the pictures up to the microphone, you won't see what I'm looking at, and that's the problem. Let me look more. It had tubes, but like I say, when you say instant on, I think it had transistors as well.
Okay.
So, I'll look around, but I am telling you, if you ever get a buddy or whatever who's got a computer, eBay has a ton of these.
All right.
But now I'm okay. Going to look. Oh, God, I'm seeing the vintage, that torpedo in turquoise. I remember that turquoise. Why on earth did they have to do that? And that dial was, like, in the center. Oh, God. I'm also going to try to find the batteries. But I'll keep looking for this, and I will let you know.
Okay, Rowan.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. How about that? And I know what it's like. Yeah, they're like your old pals. You want to have them back again. All right, I was sure it was that 56T1, but apparently not. I'll keep looking. And if you've had one, by all means, chime in. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Teaser. Just a teaser. Why I fell for her is something I don't know. Please her. How I try to please her, but she only led me on, then let me go. Loser. No, I didn't lose her, 'cause I never really had her from the start. Chooser, I was a fool to choose her. Yes, I must admit I wasn't very smart. She's just a tease. That's all that she'll ever be.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Bob Cuban and the Inman, of course. And sadly, Bob Cuban has passed away yesterday. St. Louis, and boy, he was a real notable figure in St. Louis. Used to appear on the riverboats, cruising and all that with his band, and just terrific. His day job, he was a band instructor at a Catholic high school for years and years and years. But he put the Inman together. Like I say, they made so many personal appearances. And then in the mid-60s, Musicland, which was a local St. Louis label of non-repute for the most part, though they had a distribution deal with Amy Malabelle, they put out The Cheater, and that became, obviously, one-hit wonder. Huge, huge record. Figured I'd play Teaser, the follow-up that almost nobody else did. And that's Walter Scott on lead. We've talked a lot about Walter Scott and his murder, and how he was found in the septic tank in the neighbors. Yes, all that. We won't bother to delineate that. But one of the interesting things is the Inman stayed around a lot of members. One of the members, after Walter Scott, did lead singer J.D. Cash. Yes, of Beach Music fame. You betcha. But Bob Cuban had had a stroke, and he died in his sleep Monday after complications from that, 84 years old. So rest in peace, Bob Cuban. All right, so 888-876-5593. Kathy, a first-time caller in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller, and I love your show. I love your history of radio stations, especially, and record labels and groups. And I especially like your tribute shows, like the one to Bretton Woods and Sam Moore.
Yeah.
They were great. I learned so much about singers I never knew anything about, and they were very educational. I really loved them.
Oh, thank you.
I'm calling about, and maybe I got her story wrong, but there was a caller last Thursday, and she was a woman, and I believe she said she was disabled. And she was concerned because she said, or was under the impression, that she could no longer pay her Commonwealth Edison electric bill over the phone.
That was Ruth. And yes, I remember Ruth's call. And I don't think it wasn't that it was not possible, but there was going to be a charge, I think, was what she said.
Well, if there's a charge, I don't believe Commonwealth Edison is charging it, but the bottom line is she can still do it. Now, I may have missed the beginning of the conversation, but as I was listening to her, I panicked and grabbed my bill, and the next day tried to pay it, no problem. And I don't believe Commonwealth Edison made a charge.
Okay, good.
But, you know...
Yeah.
I just wondered. I had gotten the impression that she was saying you couldn't do it at all.
Oh, it's Ruth. I mean, so that's all I can say. It's Ruth. But I thought the issue was that there was a charge, but I don't know of any charge on it either. I was just looking this up while we're speaking, and there's nothing on the website that I can see that says we're going to charge you to do that. So I don't know. Ruth will have to call in and explain herself.
Well, I know I pay on my debit card, and the debit card charges $1 for the transaction.
Boy, if I could stop you from using debit cards, I would. And here's why. Credit cards have all sorts of federal guarantees. Debit cards, if something goes wrong, you're at the bank's willingness to reimburse you, and they may or they may not. They don't have a good safety profile.
No, I understand that, but I only use it for very specific purchases.
Well, right, but I mean,
it's
getting out there is what I'm saying, you know, that it becomes, it's in a database. If you have a credit card and you pay it in full at the end of the month, there's not any charge for that, other than what the company might charge you. But boy, I'd advise you to do whatever you can to get away from debit cards.
Well, I understand your point of view, and thank you, but I just wanted to let Ruth know, you know, you can still do it, and... I just wish her luck.
Yes, no, that's great.
We'll have more of these specials on different singers.
Oh, absolutely. I will do that. And, Kathy, your call has prompted. I see on the screen Ruth has called, so we'll find out what the deal is. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. All right, so, Ruth, what bill is it you couldn't pay by phone?
Okay. The first thing to you, you were really great on your answer to me. You focused exactly what I had said. You didn't, you know, go off wandering or anything. You knew exactly what I was saying. As of December 2024, the end of December and the beginning of January 2025, the Commonwealth Edison number on my monthly bill that I had been calling previously for, I don't know, three years at least, instead of going in to a currency right. exchange or a Walmart and right. paying my bill, I started using a credit card.
Okay.
I hadn't used much in credit cards previously. I didn't like them. And then with the disability, I found the credit card was an incredible advantage to making an payment directly.
Okay. All right.
So at my time, I'm doing my budget plan. Jim tried to get me into We Energies, but we have LIHEAP in Illinois. And I have been on it for over 10 years. And the reason why you're eligible for LIHEAP...
Okay, wait, let's not worry... Whoa, Ruth, let's not worry about that part of it now. Let's get back to what happened.
The comment. Okay.
Yes, the phone call.
You
just
cannot
the phone
call. Pay. They come on with a recording as of January 5th, 2025. You cannot use a credit card to pay your bill as I had done for 3 years. So my bill was paid 2 weeks in advance at a Walmart.
Okay.
My budget amount was paid 2 weeks before it was due. Because I sent somebody to do it. I don't want to get stuck at the end of the month and lose my budget account.
All right.
If you don't pay accurately, you will lose that budget account. But the credit card is no more using it to pay the bill. You can maybe mail it in. I don't know where the Commonwealth Edison location is to mail it in. It used to be Northwestern Avenue
well,
in Waukegan.
I'm looking right now at the ComEd website. They don't charge for using the credit card and all that.
That's
so,
correct.
But
they did not charge, but the other places charge, like Walmart Currency Exchange. They do charge a fee, where ComEd
right.
never charged a
right,
fee.
Right, ComEd, and absolutely. And so what I'm looking here, because they have all sorts of things to do this online, but I know you can't do it online. So... it's possible maybe that you're no longer calling the number they want you to call. I'm not certain.
Nope. I got the number that's on the bill,
okay.
And I've done it two or three times since the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025. I called and I even spoke with someone instead of just a recording. They transferred me over to somebody. One other thing. Now we cleared this up. It was, I'm not able to use my credit card. And that was a real disability accessible
okay.
item for people with disabilities to use this credit card. I can understand maybe why they're doing it, that there's too many things going on in the system, tampering, that kind of
thing. No, I would, by the way, I would doubt that because you can still use a debit card and that's much more vulnerable. So it's something else.
Well, they wouldn't take a debit card. They were specific about credit or debit and they never use the debit cards for anything
good.
Out there when I'm
good.
Using it for charging. So back to one more thing in the conversation on Thursday. LIHEAP told me after I received the letter in the mail, as I had done for over 10 years. So Jim was incorrect. He didn't listen to the conversation. I'd been receiving the low-income assistance
okay.
called LIHEAP. In Wisconsin, it's We Energies. Okay. They told me, I get a letter in the mail, you know, that it's time to reinstate myself for the current year. And so I call, and I get an appointment much later than usual. But I get an appointment in January, the middle of the month, and they are going to call me up on a certain day. And they do that, and I answer the phone. And they then tell me from the last 3 or 4 years, they've done it over the phone, and that was it. I received a statement in the mail what the amount was that was accumulated for me through LIHEAP, not the budget plan. A separate entity is LIHEAP. They told me that if I didn't get it in by January 21st, I would lose the LIHEAP.
Okay.
My caregiver did not show up today. It was an hour and a half late on Saturday, so I did not send her with the additional requested documents, an electric bill and bank statements. She did not come today, so I am one day late. 6 days is what they gave me to get this in. Not even the post office will deliver with 7 to 10 days if you put it in the mail.
They
gave me 6 days.
This is where you call.
I would lose
it. If you lose it, this is where you call your representative, your state representative. You remember, all these companies are governed by the Public Utilities Commission. The last thing they want is congressional inquiries in a state or federal, but in this case, the state. So, yes, if you lose that, you absolutely call your representative and say, as a senior, this is what's happened to you. And the weather. Well, I understand that, all that, but forgetting why, the bottom line is, if you have a problem, I'm saying just go to your state representative.
Okay, here's the one other thing. If I were to lose it, like they sort of threatened down the Waukegan office, there's one for Lake County and there's several in Chicago. If I were to lose it, I had already called the National LIHEAP line on a letter that I received from ComEd, and they told me that the money was available all the way till August.
Okay.
And I said, well, what if they run out of money? And they said, well, they are available to give out that assistance all the way to August. They should not have told me that the Waukegan office...
Yes, I understand
that.
All right, here.
You're going to lose it.
Did they offer to help?
No.
Okay.
And I told them, you know...
All right, well, if you can't...
And I'm in the system.
If you can't get help from... I know. If you can't get help from them, call your representative if you're cut off and do it that way.
Well, we still have a senior citizen center, and they also handle the loans.
Well, and go to everybody you can that can bring weight on them and the threat of a public utilities complaint, because that's really what you're doing. Whatever the PUC is in your state, you're threatening a complaint.
Is that what is known as CUB, the public utility?
Well, I'd have to look it up in Illinois. It's different in each state. It's usually Public Utilities Commission. But the bottom line is, if you file a complaint, that you will be inundating them in paperwork. It's not that they're worried about what they might lose or whatever. It's just that, oh God, now they got to fill out forms. So call your representative first, and let me know how it goes.
It's going to be attempted to pay it.
Okay, well, let me know how it goes. Let me know if you lose it or not.
And we get it. If it's accepted and it gets paid, then that's cut to the chase and it's off and it's all done.
Keep me posted.
But they do have the Americans with Disability Act.
Yes, absolutely they do.
I
got to go.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Raleigh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, absolutely. So, there's all sorts of things in Ruth's favor there. So we'll see. Karen in Chicago said, I know what Ruth is talking about, so we'll find out about that, too. But right now, I wanted to mention the Sea Crane Company, because if you listen to this show, you like radio, or else you'd have been gone long ago. Yeah. And if you do, well, you should know about the Sea Crane Company, because many decades ago, Bob Crane was as disgusted as many of us with the state of radio reception and the radios that were currently being made. And he said, I can do better. And oh, did he? The difference today is that there are so many different radios from which to choose, and the one commonality for all of them is they just have superior reception, AM and FM. And one of the best is the CC Radio 3. John keeps it by his bedside because it becomes the almost everything radio. It's got the addition of Bluetooth, so you can have an immense palette of radio shows and podcasts available from any smartphone, and it'll sound a lot better than it would on the phone. But even if you're never going to do that, like I won't, when you talk about this reception, you put it next to another radio, tune in a distant AM station that's, you know, kind of weak on your regular radio. Tune it in on the CC Radio 3, and yeah, I won't have to say anything. You'll hear the difference. It's also got emergency capabilities like NOAA weather and the 2-meter ham band, which is a lot of fun, and all sorts of things on that that you won't hear elsewhere. And if you're listening primarily for voice content, the CC Radio 3 is arguably worth the price alone for that, because audio quality for the spoken word sounds like the host is sitting right next to you. Of course, it's got presets and a digital readout and a clock, a timer, a little dial light, and it's just a wonderful companion, and it runs on the included power cord. You can put a set of batteries in and get over 170 hours, which is really nice. If you go online, take a look at the CC Radio 3 at ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Or give them a call if you can't go online. They've got the greatest customer service, and they'll send you a hard copy of the catalog. That's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. Sure, for faster shipping, you can order from Amazon or REI or Bi-Mart, but get the real experience, find out all about it. Not only get great information on the CC Radio 3 and other radios, but great information on radio listening in general. Yeah, some really, really worthwhile tips. So that's ccradio.com. You look at that CC Radio 3, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
This is a sad story about a girl named Mary Mack and a wandering lover, Bob Needle. I can hear her calling. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black, black, black. Don't you know I'm trying, trying, trying just to come on back, back, back. First I took a plane, 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 but there was some rain, 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 and there was no flying, flying, flying. So I took a train, train, train. Oh, Mary Mac, 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 it went off the track, track, track. Can't you see I'm dying, dying, dying just to come on back, back, back. I can hear you calling. Hey, Bob a Needle, Bob a Needle, Bob a Needle. Hey, Bob a Needle, Bob a Needle, Bob a Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle, Bob the Needle. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Chubby Checker from 1964 on Parkway, and Hey Baba Needle. And got a request for that by email. G-Bird is the only thing I can tell you in the address as to whom it might be, but thank you for listening and for requesting, and happy to do that. You know, it has almost an Islands feel to it, and you'd think that, well, no, Cal Mann and Dave Apple, who were part of the co-owners of Cameo Parkway, wrote it, and Chubby Checker recorded it, and that's the deal there. So, the flip side was spread joy. All right, you don't want to hear that. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and that takes us to Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi. I think I know what Ruth was talking about, and I got the same thing. I very seldom pay my electric bill with credit card, but for a couple of months I had to do with big bills and hospital bills and all that. Well, anyhow, the announcement was that evidently you can use a credit card or a debit card, but you cannot, if you need help, you can't get an agent to help you.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying on an automated system you could use a credit card?
As far as I know, yeah.
Whoa.
I listened to the whole announcement, and they said you cannot get an agent to personally help you. Now, the reason I don't know whether that works or not, is when I started doing it, I put it in the credit wallet. At that time, you could talk to an agent. And I chose to put my credit card in the wallet. And so when I want to do that, if I want to use my credit card for ComEd, it will come. It will say to me, "Do you want to use? You can dial in your number, or do you want to use the card in your wallet?" And that's how I get around it, is using the card in my wallet.
Okay. Well, good
deal. They store it. They store it in the credit wallet. Well, that's how I get around it, because being totally blind, I don't, you know, a phone with a handset, you can't read Braille and dial at the same time.
Well, that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't. You know, one hand you read Braille, the other hand you can't. You got to hold the down thing in one hand and dial with the other.
Yeah.
Kind of ends it. Not unless you memorize. Sometimes I have a credit card number I can memorize, but in this case I couldn't remember it, so I put it in the wallet.
Well, good.
But that way you don't have to. Now, as far as I know, you can dial in your cards, but what they're saying is you cannot get an agent to help you.
Well, now that's really interesting, and I like that idea. Now, of course, I don't know if Ruth, you know, demands an agent, you know, if she needs one, but if it's a deal where, hey, you can just input the card number, then that should be just fine.
Yeah, see, that's what was happening to me. I demanded the help of an agent.
Well, right. Right, because you couldn't, and I understand that, you know.
I couldn't.
Exactly. No, that's a little bit much. But Ruth, as far as I know, can see. And so absolutely she could enter the card number, and that sounds like a wonderful game plan.
Yeah, that's how I understood it. And that's evidently, now I had this in my wallet before, so I don't really know if it would work or not. Yeah. Even if I told them I'm totally blind or whatever, I don't know if I doubt that they would help me.
All right, well, good deal. Thank you, thank you.
And thank you. Oh, you know what you were talking about? See, Crane, my favorite is the Solar Observer, and I've had two of them. One got dropped when I was getting out of a vehicle. I had come home, and somehow, I don't even know how it happened, it just fell. I think I slipped. And so I right away got another one, and I still have that one. And that's my go-to radio.
Well, good deal. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
No problem. Right. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Okay, next hour we got Jim from New Hampshire going to talk about radio. Plenty of room for you and whatever's on your mind. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I need it when the moon is bright. I need it when you hold me tight. I need it. Honey, love, I want it when the lights are low. I want it just before you go. I want it because I love you so. Have a little mess and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze. That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it. In the morning sun, I'm gonna get it. When the day is done, I'm gonna get it. Cause it's so much fun, I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it, cause it feels so fine. I love it, yes, it thrills my spine. I love it, cause you're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is the Drifters, Yellow Atlantic, don't you know? And Honey Love, and Jack and St. Charles wanted to hear it, 1954. And it was written, of course, by lead singer, don't you know, Clyde McFadder. Writer credit also went to Jerry Wexler. Enough about that. 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Brian is in Seneca. Brian, what's up tonight?
Not much, and greetings from the very far southwest suburbs of Chicago to the even farther southwest suburbs of Chicago.
Yes, very nice, yes.
Okay, the reason I called is because recently Chick-fil-A has started doing unspeakable things I can't even directly say on the radio to their waffle fries.
Oh, no. No. How could this be?
Apparently, they decided that they were happier selling us their garbage than our lunch.
No, no. Well, is there a new recipe for it?
Yes, apparently. Specifically the waffle fries.
Yes, I'm looking at that. Yes, yes. Here we are. It's right on their website. Oh, of course, you mentioned Chick-fil-A, so I had to share this with you if you haven't heard it.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A.
In any event, obviously he didn't get the word about the new recipe. And they say we know Chick-fil-A's Philly fans love our waffle potato fries. We recently made a slight adjustment to our waffle potato fries recipe, which offers the same great taste while also making our waffle potato fries stay crispier longer. Oh my God! Okay, does the new recipe contain allergens? Food safety and quality are our top priorities, and we take great care in adhering to stringent food safety procedures. While the new recipe doesn't contain any of the 9 major allergens, the new waffle potato fries coating does contain pea starch. To find detailed nutrition, allergen, and ingredient information, go to your local restaurant or follow these steps. All right, so we'll follow these steps right out of there. All right, so now, what is it, you know, it's kind of scary. What is it that's making them crispier, longer, or whatever?
It's the pea starch.
It is
a number of less properly managed restaurant chains, or restaurant chains that are just trying to be cheap on the fries because they've got better sides going on, have armored their fries, and they've done it for years. Burger King started this, and for this, the Burger King ought to be recognized as a monarch of a hostile foreign power, declared persona non grata, and you shipped off to Mauritania or something.
Yeah, quite a while ago, they started coating their fries. Now, what I found in the first part of the sentence that scared the living daylights out of me here is stay crispier longer. No, to me, the mortal sin, the devil incarnate, is the heat lamp. If I have fries, I want them coming directly out of the fryer.
Yes, and that's exactly what waffle fries are designed to prevent, because a fast food outlet, whether it's corporate-owned or whether it's a franchise, you have to pay for every fry that comes in through the loading dock. But you only get paid for the fries that leave the front door in the stomach of a paying customer. That difference is, I knew the proper name for the term until about 30 seconds ago when you answered the phone. But it basically means there's a certain amount of overhead that a fast food or any restaurant has for what's called garbage.
Right.
Food that you mess up, or food that you don't collect for because collecting for it would be even more painful than not. Anybody in food service can tell you about that. And one of the ways you can increase your likelihood of having a profit at the end of the week is you reduce the amount of.
Oh, yeah, right. I get the theory, but what we're talking about, and customers apparently, I don't eat the waffle fries, so I don't know. The only thing I ever get at Chick-fil-A is the Cobb salad. That said, a lot of people are saying, yeah, they're crispier, but they're pretty bland now, and other people are just saying they're terrible. But
yeah, if only they were bland. They have a off, spoiled taste. In fact, I first ran into them in northern Illinois towards the end of November, the start of December. And they were so horrible that I have not gone back to a Chick-fil-A since, even not having heard of the pea protein garbage yet.
Well, you know, this is truly a democracy, because I guarantee you, just like you haven't gone back, if a lot of people don't like it, they're not going back.
Oh, certainly. Although they're truly the worst offenders, because for so long their fries were so good that, you know, whenever you deal with a restaurant selling armored French fries, they're basically doing that so they can fry them up and leave them set on the counter for half an hour, maybe triple fry them which I've caught a restaurant or two doing. That's where they take their fries that have gone stale under the heat lamp, and they put them in a basket, and they put them back in the
bottle. I know. I've seen this, unfortunately. I've seen it firsthand, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
In the case of Chick-fil-A, I also came up with an idea to politely yet humorously let the restaurants know, you know, that you're deliberately not coming back, and it's for a reason. And this does not involve being rude or offensive or damaging mm-hmm. or uncivilized in any way. Go into a Chick-fil-A with a large can of peas. These must be the cheapest brand you can buy, the largest size can you can buy, but as fresh as you can get. Go in, order a fountain drink, pay for your fountain drink, and leave, leaving the can of peas behind. And then don't come back.
Yeah. Well, that certainly would make a statement.
You're not taking anything, you're not damaging anything, and they can donate those peas onward to a food pantry, which they're going to do, because if the can has not been adulterated in any way so that it can't be trusted, you know, it costs money to throw it in the garbage, but if you leave it at a food pantry, some people like peas.
It's interesting. You know, years ago, 40 years ago, I had done some commercials for Chick-fil-A in North Carolina, and I went and I ate them, and I loved them because they were right in peanut oil, and it just tasted so good, those sandwiches. Well, of course, later I was saying, I guess they don't use peanut oil anymore, but I come to find out that, yes, they use peanut oil, but it is hypoallergenic peanut oil. It is refined, bleached, and deodorized, thereby stripping reaction-causing proteins from people with allergies. Well, that's right, and it doesn't taste like peanut oil anymore.
Yeah, there's two grades of peanut oil out there, and the one that's been deallergenized and all that is the one, you know, for high temperature deep fat frying. The type where you can taste the peanut is actually a considered condiment grade, which is what you get if you go into a Thai restaurant and you order a pad Thai dish, because pad Thai is made with peanuts and peanut oil.
Well, and I understand that with allergens, but in the past, like I say, 40 years ago, you could taste the peanut oil. It was just great. And, you know, but, well, I guarantee you that this is a nice answer, because if people don't like it, they won't eat there, and then Chick-fil-A will have to decide what they're going to do.
Yeah, my point about suggesting leaving the peas behind is to make it clear, because, you know, there are all sorts of things that affect traffic in any food service environment. Is a local economy on its back feet?
Sure.
Does somebody run a promotion down the street, like Cane's running a promotion on we don't dip our fries in armor so you know that they're fresh? Or A&W Root Beer, our fries are almost as nasty as yours, but not quite. We have good onion rings.
Okay. Yeah, well, absolutely. And that, like I say, that's the beauty of the free market in this, that I guarantee you, just like you're not going back, if people are really dissatisfied, they're not either. And so I guarantee you also that Chick-fil-A does research. They all do market research. And I would think that ultimately they're going to hear what you are saying from multiple people.
Well, hopefully they heed it, because there's still plenty of places out there that serve great fries, and, you know, I don't go just for fries, and, you know, there's two versions of healthy. One is the one that's not going to put you in a hospital right now with food poisoning, and the other one is, are you going to be alive in 50 years? I pay a lot more attention to the first one than the second one.
Yeah.
But when I'm eating out, having to get a meal that costs, you know, any kind of money, I want to go to where I can trust the food. And I used to be able to trust the food at Chick-fil-A any day except Sunday, because everybody knows you can't get an order of non-pea protein adult and pea starch adulterated fries at Chick-fil-A on a Sunday.
Right.
Well, at Chick-fil-A, every day is Sunday for me now.
Well, and as I say, that's exactly what spearheads change. Enough people not happy about it, and there's a lot of articles online about people unhappy about this, and it will be rectified in one way or another. And so I find it interesting. And yeah, it used to be with fast food that it was, you know, basically so cheap it didn't matter. Just throw them out, go somewhere else. But no, the bottom line is that it's not cheap anymore, and people are not going to put up with things.
Well, it wasn't cheap even when it was.
Yeah.
You know, people talked about McDonald's going all the way back to the Speedy system when I wasn't even a thought, and probably not you either, to be polite.
Well,
but you go back to the Speedy system, the 15-cent hamburger.
Well, that the thing,
minimum wage was something like a buck.
The thing about McDonald's that broke my heart is when they stopped using beef tallow for the fries. And I've never been okay since then. So that's many decades. But, you know, what can I say? All I can tell you is stay tuned, because this is only a few weeks into the year and there's a lot of people complaining. So we'll see what they do.
Oh, yeah. One final thought. If people wonder if armored French fries really are that nasty, is go to a town where the local Hooters and local Arby's are relatively close to account for the difference in time to drive them to a common location. Get an order of fries from Hooters and get an order of curly fries from Arby's. It is the same company, the same processor. The only difference is that Hooters does not have their fries adulterated, where Arby's has their fries heavily adulterated. And you can taste the difference.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, with me, I look at it and say, if I don't want to eat it at room temperature, I know there's a problem. And French fries is one of those foods where, I don't know about you, but I do not want to eat them at room temperature.
Well, a really good fry is okay at room temperature. But I kind of have to be careful with the fries going both ways around, because yeah, once they get cold, they never are quite as good again. But if they're also too hot, if I wanted to burn the inside of my mouth, I just warm up a soldering iron, unplug it, and suck on it.
Well, it'll be interesting.
I smell my mouth cooking from through the back of my throat. I'm not like that. I actually put ice and hot coffee at some convenience stores.
Well, we will see. I guarantee you, with this much talk this early on, and you know they say any coverage is good coverage, but I would disagree with that when the coverage seems to be so overwhelming that people don't like this. So we will see what they do.
Yeah, like you said, some people say any news is good news, but Stellantis has got a lot of news over the past 20 or 30 years, and, you know, they're not crying all the way to the bank.
Right.
Or if they are, they're crying all the way to the bank because they can't make the next payment.
Oh, jeez. All right. Good to talk to you. Thank you, Brian.
Same here.
Appreciate
it. Night.
All right. Bye. So there you have it. And have you tried them? What do you think? And yeah, people will absolutely vote with their pocketbook. And it doesn't get any more Democratic than that. Eduardo is in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, good evening, Riley. Well, it's 42 degrees, but at least we don't have snow.
Yes, that's right. But you have humidity.
Like Pensacola.
You have humidity.
Yeah.
Even in winter, you have, yeah, it's not pleasant.
Yeah, well, I got my portable heater along with the regular heat that's coming out through the vents, so
yeah.
We're staying warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. Oh, before I get into the, we were talking about last week about the job. I'll get to that in a moment here. Well, I got to request a song.
Oh, okay.
You know, I feel embarrassed that I didn't know that he was the son of Berry Gordy. But I'm referring to Rockwell.
All right.
And I like, like I told you before, a lot of these artists, I like their second songs more than what they're known for.
Mm-hmm.
But his song I like is Change Your Ways.
Okay.
It's an 80s song. But, yeah, I didn't know that. Wow, that's something.
Yeah, and by the way, tonight I'm playing your Donald Byrd Win Parade.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that was your previous request.
So
we'll hear that.
Last week I heard a little bit, because you were wondering how old I was. So I was born in 71, so I'm 53.
All right, so you're not a senior citizen yet. You shouldn't be too old to get a job as far as that goes.
But
okay.
You're like at the mercy of AI. You know, even before I went to Tampa, I was even looking into Richardson because their group is like Oklahoma, Illinois, New Mexico, and Texas. That's their group.
Yeah.
There's other groups that they're in, but they're paired into those four states.
Okay.
But, yeah, it didn't work out. I mean, I know Jacksonville is where they're, they are over here in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's one that's called Florida Blue, which I'm going tomorrow to the luncheon.
Okay.
But they're like, they're, I don't know what you call that, but they're, I guess they're part of it, but they're not really like part of the group. So there's something else. They're kind of like independent because they're called Florida Blue.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of them. They show the Blue Cross Blue Shield logo on their stuff.
They do, yeah. They do, yeah.
So I would assume, I'm trying to see about the deal in terms of what the deal is, because I think that it is... it's a foundation, you know, that I won't say it's
okay,
a charity.
Okay, so that's the right word to use, foundation,
yeah,
okay.
Florida Blue Foundation. And so they give a lot of grants and a lot of money to help local communities and things like that. So it is mm-hmm. a foundation. And one of the things that they have, supposedly, is affordable plans. Now, you know, you'd have to look at it to know.
Which I enrolled into, yeah. Right. I enrolled into a medical and dental, yeah. That's what
right.
I did, yeah.
Exactly. So they offer Advantage, you know, obviously, and they also offer some mm-hmm. Medigap plans as well, so and some D plans. So yeah, I would think that this absolutely is part of the, you know, Blue Shield Blue Cross families, but
yeah.
it's from what I can tell, they offer their coverage like the PPOs and the RX directly through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, and the HMO
yeah.
coverage is Florida Blue Medicare Inc. So you know Florida. So,
I didn't even know about them before I was here. So
yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah, and
okay.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida is what this is. The DBA is Florida Blue for the lower income thing and the grants, but it is the same company.
Yeah, but their headquarters is in Jacksonville,
yeah.
at least with the state, yeah.
So check it out.
Yeah, you know, they have lunch, and I'm going tomorrow. I'm actually going to take these guys with me. They have these luncheons, and they talk about health,
right.
different health topics. It's pretty cool, and they give you lunch. It's on the house.
Hey, no, that's not bad at all. They've got a Florida Blue Center in Clearwater, and so looking at what else.
Yeah, this is in West Shore, right by
Myers, Hialeah.
Right by the mall. They're right
okay.
across the mall.
Yeah,
West Shore.
All right. Good
Kennedy
deal.
And yep.
Well,
yeah,
keep me posted. I want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to be calling Teresa tomorrow.
Okay.
I send an email Friday, never got a response.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes into voicemail when I call, but hopefully she'll pick up tomorrow.
Well, let me know. I'm blowing the news, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
But definitely keep me posted.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll call
it. Back.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
All right, and we'll get Donald Byrd on for him as well. And we'll get to your calls and the news on WGN Radio.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia. Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile to tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, oh, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James, and yes, indeed, Ray Charles, Georgia on my mind, and that's a request from a while ago, and that was Pete in Sauk Village who wanted to hear that, and I was enjoying that just a little bit too much there, I think. So 888-876-5593, 8888, Riley, and Donna is in Oak Lawn. Donna, what's happening tonight?
Oh, Riley James, I am feeling very protective of you.
I
was listening to that young man who called you up about his Motorola radio, and aside from telling him to go visit every garage sale, house sale, estate sale, secondhand store, or flea market in his area, I don't know what else you could do since he doesn't to be computer literate, other than telling him to get off his and go over to the library where they have classes, where he can learn how to do eBay all by his little lonesome, or go to a senior citizen center, or tug on Superman's cape and find out how to do eBay all by his little lonesome.
Well, by the way, I'm pretty sure it was a she, not a he, but that's okay.
You know, it's like, golly gee, what did she expect you to do?
I mean, I understand that. And I was looking at them, too. I did find some red ones. I found some real sweet ones there, actually. So hopefully what will happen is at some point she'll have a friend, and that friend will be able to be online. She, hey, let me check this out on eBay. And I guarantee you that she will be able to, if not buy it, you know, at least be able to see it and remember what it was like.
It was
Kathy. Yes, it was Kathy. So definitely Kathy. And that was definitely, Kathy was female.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, but no, there are some really neat ones. And, you know, then I punched in red on top of it, and I got a few, one of which I don't think is hers, but I thought, oh, man, that looks really snazzy. I like that one. So, yeah, the world is her oyster.
But it's like, you know, computers have been around since the 80s, and it's not that difficult to find classes.
Well, but I didn't ask, but, you know, it's not impossible, obviously, but if she's blind, and I don't know if she is, that presents another hurdle, which can be overcome, but it's not as easy as finding a class. So, you know, I'm not...
You always use a cell phone to read the screen.
Well, if you can, and I detest cell phones. You know, I can't see them worth a damn. So I drag my laptop everywhere.
But if you're in the public library and you're on eBay at the public library, you pull your cell phone out and you have the cell phone read the screen and talk to you.
Yeah, well, and by the way, if you're in the public library, for God's sakes, don't ever buy anything on them. You know, you don't ever want to give any information to those computers because that's public Wi-Fi.
Oh, it drops as soon as you
Oh, I know that, but believe me, there can be somebody outside the door who's just capturing everything. You don't want to buy. It's great to look, absolutely, but don't do anything where you've got to put your password in there.
Gotcha. Anyway, I was kind of protective and all set to Don Quixote's windmill here.
No, that's great, but I kind of have fun with it. You know, I hadn't seen a lot of those Motorola models, and I'm curious about the battery configuration she described because I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So
5 pounds of a transistor radio.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very transistorish to me.
But here is, this is interesting, a working Motorola Rota tenor, and that's where you can take the, and I bet you this might be it, but that's where you can take the handle on the top and, you know, turn it in any direction.
Like,
yeah, because it's obviously it's ferrite, and it's really kind of neat. Now, this one is unfortunately expensive, but boy, this is, and yeah, I can see the volume there. This might be her jewel. Now, by the way, the person, when I'm looking at it, is asking for $350, so I don't know about you, but I don't need anything for $350, but
it sounds like a precious gem to me too.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, but
for my blood.
But it exactly. I just won't. You know, I don't know. I'm genetically cheap, but it is. It's just a beautiful radio. It really is. So maybe that is the one. And yes, it is red, and it's got the dial on the right and the volume on the left and the antenna that you just rotate. And oh yeah, this is and it's in working condition.
5 pounds.
Yeah, it is the working Motorola Tenna 56L2A Atomic Mid Century Modern.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably Bakelite, too.
Oh, right. I can tell that. It absolutely is Bakelite. I can tell that just by looking. But, yeah.
Spiffy
yeah.
model.
It is spiffy. Oh, God, and I can see the AC cord that would have come with it, and I won't claim that this is necessarily generic. You might need the cord. But,
mm-hmm. but well, anyway, you have a pleasant evening.
All right, thanks.
Toasty.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, Kathy, I think I found your radio. It's expensive as hell. But there'll be other ones. If you go and look for this, just write this down. Motorola Rota Tenna 56L2A. All right. So I'll try to make a note of that, too. But yes, Roto, Roto-Tenna, Tenna, 56L2A. Ooh, and it's working, too. All right. So item details. Do we have any details? No. We have it says vintage 1955. This is Motorola AM radio in spectacular shape for age. Yeah, well, it is fully tested. Well, I wanted a little more information than fully tested, but say it's still pretty nice. Oh, I can dream, can I? But no, I'm not spending $350 for a radio. I'm sorry. All right, so 888-876-5593. I've been increasing my CD collection and a lot of things. Like, I didn't have all the Relic series of the Golden Doo-Wops, and I wanted all of them. Yeah, so I've been getting them. But I had said to John, you know, I had a friend who had inherited a bunch of CDs that he just basically, you know, sold, and broke my heart because he had all of the Motown singles. And I said, oh, man, I'd love all of those Motown singles. And John, well, buy them. I said, buy them? Each one of them is over $100-something. I'm not going to buy them. And so, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I just won't. All right. So Tubby, meanwhile, is joining us again. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm all right. Getting sticker shock on this radio, but other than that, I'm fine.
I know. And, you know, it made me, y'all been talking about all kinds of things. It takes me back down memory lane, like that Motorola.
Yeah.
Someone had bought me. That Motorola, it was like a turntable that flipped, and it was encased. And it was when I was out in Coraopolis, you know, in boarding school.
Yeah.
And at night, the nuns, Sister Thomas, Mother Thomas, we call her Mother Thomas, she would cut the electricity off sometimes.
Oh, no.
When lights went up.
Okay.
Yeah. And then other times she would forget and she'd leave it on. And remember when I told you we would get WLS all the way out there?
Absolutely.
And we turned it down on one. I don't know what happened to that one, that piece of one. But I'm going to tell you the one I really liked. I had a Sony. It was like a little silver, like it had a handle on it.
Yeah.
And it had a cassette player.
Oh.
And you could... And it was, okay, so we're going to get, this is first story. I wasn't going to tell the story. I had something else that had to do with the food. I'll go back to that. But look, it was a night Sarah Vaughan was at the jazz festival. And I think I told you, so it started to rain. And I danced out back by the Goodman and took a cab. I was living up on Pine Grove in Waveland. And I was able, because I had this little radio, I was able to record it. From BEZ. They used to have all the jazz fests
Yeah.
Live. And so I got this tape today, and it's one of the best, the best. And I'd be all over the place. I didn't carry a pocketbook, but I always had my little Sony cassette player with me wherever I went.
Oh, wow.
Recording them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that one either, but I could never get one of those back. Yeah. And, of course, I don't know where the cord was. Okay, now, that's what you all took me way back down memory lane. You took me back to Miami when she started talking about Pepsi-Cola, Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give her my Coca-Cola. And I'm funny because I want Coca-Cola in the can, okay?
Oh, wow.
And I used to get... Now, listen, I used to do 16 out in high school when I got back with my mom on the west side. We go to the grocery store, and she'd buy me 2 8-packs in the bottles of Pepsi-Cola, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Pepsi. She turned around. She said, "What happened to all the pop?" I'd go through about 3 or 4 of them by the time she put the groceries up.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
I know, right? My boss today, the girl that has the restaurant, she says, "Tubby, I'm tubby because I like to eat. And I have the best taste buds, and I have so much sensitivity that I can hardly stand loud perfume." And,
yeah.
Oh, I call them flavors. All these flavors out here, I don't want to smell none of it, okay?
Yeah.
I use a specific deodorant because it's not loud. It doesn't have a lot of scent to it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's very annoying to me. Okay, so then when I was in Miami, you know how you had these old timey gas stations where you had no curb, you just pull in?
Of course.
You just pull into the pump.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, it had to be Miami. Because when I thought about the schools that I had worked in,
yeah.
I was driving at the time. And I lived in this place called Lochipoca when I worked in Tuskegee. And it wasn't Tuskegee. And the only two places, these were the little bottles of Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And he had them at the store. And I wouldn't even have to say anything to him, because when I got over, he knew. I was getting gas. I'd go in there and give me a couple of those little bottles of Coca-Cola. And when I worked at Wendell's, when I would go, I was on 107
mm-hmm.
at Wendell's. And God bless everybody. So I'm giving the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
Anyway. The guys that worked as waiters, when I'd get there, I'd have those Crestcores just lined up. I was the night pastry chef, which meant I had to deal with all the parties all over throughout City Ice Bar, pastries, everything. So I had to unload them from downstairs. They would be, and they had taken me down there in the basement so you could see, you know, where it was coming from. And I'd have a little bucket of truffles, and then the waiters would bring me the little Cokes. We weren't supposed to have them, but you know, in the restaurants, you have those deep sinks, and they would just drop them off for me and set them down in the sink so nobody could see them.
Yeah.
So when I got to work, I was drinking little bottles of Coca-Cola, and those little, you know, the ice buckets when you stay in a motel, you have those little ice buckets, those little paper, they sell like a Kentucky Fried Chicken container. Where you go get the ice from the ice machine outside your room. Anyway, those were full of truffles. Oh, they had the best truffles.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, now going back, you start talking about additives for food.
Yeah.
You took me down that road, too. When I was in chef's training, I worked for Gaper's Caterers in Chicago. And I didn't know. But in the basement, everybody knows that they had a Hillman's grocery store in the basement. And talking about a tight, you could barely get a cart through there. You could barely get your body through there, much less a shopping cart. But it was down by Washington Estate, and you would go down in the basement, and it was like a real grocery store, like Jewel or whatever, like, you know, what's some big stores in Florida? You know, Kroger's and all the places.
Well, oh, yeah, like Winn-Dixie, of course, and Publix,
yeah.
And Food Fair.
And Publix.
Yeah, and then Food
right.
Fair was down there back then, too, and Piggly Wiggly, and Grand Union.
So, Grand Union, yeah, right.
Yep.
And then when you were in California, they had
Ralph's and Vaughn's were the big ones in California.
Right. And so, well, this was Hillman's.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Hillman's was there.
Sure.
So anyway, I found out. I went up on the first floor, and of course, it was pretentious. It's like going to Marshall Fields. If you're not dressed right, you don't want to go to Marshall Fields on the main concourse to get you some Frango mints, okay?
Yeah.
So then I went, and I'm taking y'all down memory lane tonight. Anyway, so on the first floor was Stop and Shop.
Okay.
And they had all the... You familiar with Stop and Shop?
Absolutely.
Okay. But on the third floor was Gaper's offices for the catering. And again, I was the little colored girl. And so what they sent me, when the guys, there were three Caucasian guys. Now, I got to tell you, my grandmother was German, and my grandfather was Welsh on my mom's side. And I tell people that gets a really, their head is stirring. But anyway, so you got that culture that comes into your world when you become an adult and you begin to learn about things in the world, okay? So anyway, so there was these three guys that kind of, Caucasian guys that pretty much ran the kitchen for all the events. So they would bring me in with the one guy, the garbage chef would go on vacation, and I ended up being a garbage chef at the end of my career. I was back in Garmage. I didn't do the hot side, and I didn't stay at pastries. So I'm upstairs. There was this big box on the corner of the workstation. And you open it up, and well, pretty much you just fold the big plastic. They had this big plastic. Guess what was in there? Mayonnaise.
Oh, jeez.
It never went in the refrigerator.
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's hilarious.
I know, right? So could you imagine all that stuff that they were serving?
Oh, God.
On the first floor? Because when I got in there, for me, it was a culinary thing to be able to be a black female that could get the production done for the night.
Yeah.
So when the guys hit the kitchen, I was in good stand and everything was in place because that's, you know, that's a kitchen. When I worked at Marriott for Shedd Aquarium, we had the little dumbwaiter. We ride up and down from the main kitchen to get ready for lunch because they'd open the doors. One of those places in University of Chicago. At lunchtime, the doors would be open, and everybody came at one time. And we'd be like, four cases. Don't tell me, bring five cases of heavy whipping cream up, you know, to the main kitchen that they thought it was going to be that kind of crowd to make this money. I said, he said, tell me, you want to do pastries? Or you want to do the line? I said, the fish, you know, it's like the fish of the day and all them little containers with the sauces. I said, put me in the corner. I won't be bothered with all that drama with the little tickets running up all day.
Yeah.
And Larry, I said, it was so fun. You know, but when you said that, I said, this man, they sit in the corner of this station.
Oh, Tubby, hang on a minute. John said I'm going to be blowing the news here in a minute. Don't go away.
Okay.
And then we'll get back and we'll talk about Hillman's pure food, you know. Okay, so stay right where you are. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Thank you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Donald Byrd and Wind Parade 1980 on UA. And that was Eduardo's request from a while ago, and hopefully he's still listening. All right, so we're talking to Tubby in Chicago, going down memory lane. We talked about everything, including Hillman's Pure Foods. Remember their food club quality products, their in-house brand?
Yeah, food club, right.
Yeah, ask for them by name.
It was so funny because when I went to my girlfriend's house yesterday to pick up me a bag full of New York Times, they're so expensive. And it's interesting because it makes me think. One thing I wanted to mention was when she called, she said she had it all covered. You go to the flea market. You can go to the reseller store. You can go to the... And she just went, that girl, she was passionate about her little Motorola. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Beating up on her.
Yeah.
And I just had a conversation with my friend I told you about, my roommate from high school.
Yeah.
When I had my own place. Anyway, so I went out there to pick up a bag, and she had these products, nice. And it didn't come to me today, but that's Walgreens product.
Oh,
their line.
All right.
Everybody's got a line, but I needed a cup of sugar, and I had to get some other things from her, and there was no wind, and I did real well going, and I thought it was a holiday, so I ended up taking the regular CTA, which I have a way to go that I can get there where I don't have to be outside in the elements pretty much, but anyway. Don't beat up on her. So we had a conversation. When I pick up a book, okay, and I am passionate about this, just like I hear you. And first, let me say, you keep me humble. You really keep me grounded. Because this is for Jim, open up your ears, get the wax out your ears and listen to this. I told Ken I was really having fun because I didn't like the new layouts of the New York Times Magazine. But it's been years since they changed the layout for it. And I don't like that second and third page either when you first opened up all that. To me, it's gibberish. But when it comes to a book, sometimes I like to read the last word when you get to the end of a book.
Yeah.
You can't do that on a computer. You can't look and say, well, I got these chapters. You can't see how it's laid out. That's my personal preference.
Yeah.
That's why you see people hanging out in these old, quaint, used bookstores because it's a passionate thing, just like we're passionate about our electronics and our music. But you keep me humble with this music. When you play Chubby Check, I hadn't thought about that man.
Yeah.
And I don't know when, but it makes you... And I'm passionate about that's my lifeline. And Jim, you got to find these things that make you, that are just inherent to you and make you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That keep you wanting to want to do this, that, the other on the next day. And I went to the library and the lady was talking about, I took a class just so I wouldn't be so stupid. You know, I want to do a little edification for myself in the library. And she was useless.
Duh.
She was absolutely useless. But then you have another person who can give you I want to go just to school and listen to somebody who gives good lectures, history, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because that's what I like and that's what I enjoy. And that they're good at what they do. And it was Randy's Record Mart, right?
Randy's Record Shop in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Galaxy Chess, yes.
Yes.
And see, you brought that all back to me.
Yeah.
You just opened my world right back up.
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, shout out to Jim, James, and what's his name? Johnny D.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bless y'all. Right. Bless y'all so much helping the people.
All right. Thanks, Toby. Good to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah, Randy's Record Shop. And then it was Ernie's Record Mart downtown. Yeah, Ernie's, he owned Excello Records. Yeah, indeed. But Randy's was the best. All right. Last record I bought there was 1975. I bought Spider Jivin' on A&M by Andy Fairweather Lowe. I still like that record. All right, so it's a long story. All right, what do we have? We are going to get to Jim in New Hampshire. Don't go away, Jim. He's been hanging on a long time. But Laura in Willowbrook is telling us about the Chicago snowplow naming contest. Is it one plow in particular or the plows in general?
It's the plows in general. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you've heard about this before, but some of them are really cool. Some of them are funny. And it's like, and some of them I don't understand. But it's like, I guess it's like each district gets a plow name, but they just get it for the year and then start all over again.
Okay. All right. I'm looking this up. I see in the past Bozo the Plow has won for 2025. Bozo the Plow, Lala Plowlooza, My Kind of Plow, Snower Whacker, Scoop, There It Is, Been There, Plowed That. All right, so that's the 2025. Now for 2024, it was Skilling It, Control Salt Delete. I love that. Kazimer Plowski, Ernie Snowbanks, Mies Vandersnow, and Bad Bad Leroy Plow. All right. And
quite a few of them are good, and some of them I'm like, I don't understand it. Like, Scoop, There It Is. Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
My favorite is Bozo the Clown.
I still like Control Salt Delete. That's my favorite.
Well, that's good too. Or there's a song, Blowing in the Wind. There's Plowing in the Wind.
Yeah.
And then there was an Arctic Institute of Chicago. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I'm not that creative to be able to come up with something like that. How about you, Raleigh?
I doubt it. So I'll just let somebody else do it. But yeah, that's what do you get if you win? You don't get your own plow. The names represent one snow plow in each of the city's six snow districts. All right, so
yeah, I wondered that too. I'm like, I wonder what the heck do they get? I don't know.
I guess they get naming rights for a year. No, there's no money on this. I'm not going to be creative. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's like, take my time and I get nothing really for
right,
it.
Right, that's exactly right. So,
Real quick, can I give you a New Year's joke? See, you might get this one.
All right, let's
see. And it's clean. It's clean.
Let's see.
Hang on, let me find it. Okay. It says, what was the spider's New Year's resolution?
What?
You know it?
No, I don't. I'm playing the straight man. What?
Okay. Well, I went to a restaurant today and they gave me the answer. They spend less time on the web.
Okay, so on that note, yes, on that note, I'm leaving now. That's right. Okay, Laura. Gee, thanks for calling, I think. All right.
Okay, take care, Raleigh.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So, 888-876-5593, waiting in the wings for hours now. It's Jim in New Hampshire. Cold enough for you, Jim?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Although
you look at the South, they're getting snow right now. So I guess, turnabouts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I loved, by the way, you probably heard this today, that the governors of several states in the South, obviously, have declared it an emergency. I'm like, what? It's winter. It's snow. How is this an emergency?
I know. I do not quite, I was thinking to myself, where's the emergency?
You're right. Exactly. Once in a lifetime, parts of the South. No. Just no.
No.
Now, I do understand that New Orleans got something resembling snow. I say that way.
Yes.
Ten and a half inches by Lafayette, Louisiana.
They had a blizzard warning there.
Yeah. first ever blizzard warning. That's right. But for most people, I don't see how this is this is a state of an emergency.
I spent a lot of time with WWL Radio today.
Oh, I'll bet it was great.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And, listening to their coverage and Oh boy.
Yeah. I'll bet you the people in Kenner were just all a Twitter. Yes.
Believe me, they were. Yes. Oh, I can assure you that they really were.
Oh, God. Yeah. We're on Airline Highway now. We just saw it dusting.
I remember the guy that does the news director at WL, Dave Cohen, was doing his a report from downtown New Orleans. I think he was kind of like outside of the station or thereabouts, and talking about all these flakes coming down out of the sky. Yeah,
but you know what's interesting? And I don't know how they're probably covering it tonight. I don't know. Obviously, I'm not listening. But this has turned to sheet ice. Can you imagine if you had to go to if you had to go to Mandeville? Can you just imagine that causeway right about now?
Oh, my. They closed it for 24 hours.
Right. Well, no, yes. I do believe it because I swear there'll be more people in the water. When it turns to sheet ice, this is just a mess.
This is not good.
No. And, the snow, okay, fine. But no, it will not stay as snow. This will literally be sheet ice.
This will, yeah, and oh my goodness, you think they had trouble yesterday? They ain't seen nothing.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, yesterday when you saw the snowball fight and the Boca Ray and all that, yeah, well, all hell's going to break loose.
Oh, yeah, and
now, what the best part is that I guess trying to be quick thinking, they hired 14 snowplows from Indiana.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yes, indeed.
You don't normally think about, Indiana being the snow clearing capital of the world, but okay. And so, obviously, it'll be the main routes, but... And I guess owning a snowplow must be lucrative. 14 plows, they're expecting it'll cost $336,000 for the snowplow work.
Exactly, yes. My only thing is, why? I mean,
yeah, just wait. It'll melt. Yeah.
Yeah, it will. Eventually, it will. Everything will be back to normal in a couple of days, guys. Mm. I mean,
Yeah, but right now, of course, it's an emergency. Oh, geez.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I hate to think about the whole place is going to be... good old ice.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that sheet ice. Like I said, I hope nobody has to go from Mandeville. They have to keep that causeway closed. They cannot open that.
They have to.
They have to.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. All kidding aside, that could be horrible. Yes.
That could be very, very awful. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Ice skating indeed. In Metairie. All right.
There you go. There you go. Sure.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
But it seems like everywhere it's cold right now. I mean, there's a freeze warning in Phoenix, for God's sakes.
So, what?
Yeah, there
Holy
is.
Holy
yes.
cow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now in, no. Globe, in Globe, it does. It gets freezing and it snows and those kind of things. But in Phoenix, it usually doesn't. But they got a freeze warning tonight and tomorrow night. So, below freezing. So,
good
God. I don't know. You bring your cactus indoor. I don't know what you do, but
How do you? What do you do with that? I mean,
basically nothing is what you do. I would think.
I would imagine, yeah. But something I've been doing a little bit off at OLM, and I like to kind of tune around on the internet station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, oh man! One of the ones I ran across. There's this, I'm a huge fan of Sydney's Tuiwi down in Australia.
Right.
I listen
right.
to them, and but I've also ran across this Smooth Radio London, and I've been known to hang out with them on occasion. And
now, which channel? Like Rooftop or Pirate, which Radio London do you like?
It's called Smooth Radio London.
Okay, and, Smooth. All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, because they got a lot of them. 102.2. That's right.
Yeah, that's the one. And I also like Mellow Magic, which is part of the Magic FM group over there. Mellow Magic. I sort of had them on like before the football games Sunday. last Sunday and everything. And, you know, you can tell on one thing, they definitely go ahead and play along, you want to hear the actual song, you don't have to worry about being cut or abbreviated or anything like that. I noticed that. And, Mellow Magic, I like them because, you hear some really, really classic stuff over there.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So, I did go and visit that, my BNR. There was a guy that called in.
Absolutely, yes.
He was affiliated with him.
Yeah, he was filling in on a Thursday show, yes.
Yeah. That's not a bad station either, to tell you the truth. From what I've been able to gather, and they sound pretty good.
Yeah.
And,
there's a lot of decent stuff like that. In San Antonio, they've got a low power FM KCJV, which is like all kind of West Side, which is, their version of East LA in San Antonio. And it's just terrific. Uh-huh. It's loaded with stuff. You know, you want to hear the Royal Jesters? Well, you will. So.
Sure. I'll have to look them up. KCJV.
KCJV like Victor. Charlie
Casey, okay.
Charlie
Casey,
Joan
Casey.
Victor, yes.
Victor, right.
So,
okay,
yeah.
I dig that, yeah.
It's a guy who, I don't know if he was like a fire chief or something, but whatever it is, he's really into this, and it's
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a couple of requests.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do. One is... one by Al Martino from The Door to the Sun.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
actually,
you. What's wrong? You're not well?
Well, actually, I don't.
Yeah, you illin? Is there a problem here?
Well, I have my MOR
You have closet leanings, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a closet MOR kind of guy, and another one. One of my favorites by good old Stevie Wonder. I love this song called "I'm Wondering." You think you could get that?
Oh, okay, all right.
I love that.
All
yes.
Right. Well, that's more normal. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do them both. Absolutely, I can do them both.
So, fantastic.
Yes, it'll be tomorrow night. So,
okay, fantastic.
Yeah, so all right, I'll be happy to do that. And call me again very soon.
I shall indeed.
Looking forward to it, thanks. All right, so 888-876-559. Oh, I've blown the news again. We'll get to Cindy's requests, and Chris in South Carolina said it snowed there today. James and his stories, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio. Love for Sale. Jack in St. Charles wanted to hear the Hal Kemp's orchestra version, and not that that's bad, 1930, but I thought, no, man, to me, the definitive version, this is a song from, you know, 1930 or so, but was of all things, Arthur Lyman, and Hawaiian. He used to be in Martin Denny's group, and then he went solo many years later, and that came out in 63, and that was on Hi-Fi Records, which actually was one of Richard Vaughn's label in Los Angeles, and Richard Vaughn, of course, the initials ARVEE Records, you know, had like the Marathons and, you know, Olympics, things like that. But on Hi-Fi, they had, among others, Arthur Lyman. And so that was his version of Love for Sale. All right, 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Chris in South Carolina. How's it going, Chris? It snowed.
Hey, Raleigh, how's it going? It snowed. We just got a dusting.
Just a dusting. All right. Now, has it melted already, or did it turn to ice?
Oh, it's still there because, you know, it's 23 degrees right now, and I think it'll start to melt tomorrow.
Oh, but so it probably is ice right now on some of those roads.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the southeast, they got hammered with snow like Charleston, Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Some parts of Georgia.
Myrtle Beach, huh? Right on the shore. All right. So how about that?
Yeah, they got winter storm warnings.
Yeah, I saw that, and I know it's like 25 degrees or something, but they're saying heavy snow expected. And then, after heavy snow expected, it said total accumulation between 2 and 4 inches. I said, well, I guess heavy snow is relative.
Oh, yeah, including ice, too.
Well, that's the part. You know, as far as that goes. But I guess this is the first time there's been a blizzard warning on the Gulf Coast. So how about that? From Texas to Florida. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Also, I met like 3 news reporters in my hometown that reported the snow.
Oh, well, I'll bet. Did they interview you?
No, I just took pictures with them.
Okay.
One of them was WYFM News 4 Weekend morning meteorologist Sydney Sullivan.
Okay.
The other one is WFPA. She's a news reporter. Her name is Chloe Salsameda. And Fox Carolina, which is WHNS. Her name is Alexa Urbach. She's a reporter.
All right.
And I put it on my Facebook page.
Oh, perfect. So, okay, what's your Facebook page? What do you call it?
It's Christopher Weidman.
Okay, that should be easy.
W-I-N.
Okay, let's see.
The one with the glass.
All right, there's a few of them there. All right.
You see my picture on there?
I'm looking. Yeah, I think I got you right here. Yeah, there you are. All right, I see your smiling face in the car. All right. So the last time you updated your profile picture was 2017?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, so...
See the one with the baby?
What?
The baby picture of me. That's one of my top pictures. And the one with the glasses with the burgundy in the background.
Maybe it's not you. No, I think it is. Let's see what it says. Yeah, no. I think it's you. Do you know Jennifer Lessie and Richard Belmar and Marvin Noel? It's not you. Okay. And Whiteman is W-H-I-T-E-M-A-N?
Oh, W-I-D-E-M-A-N.
Okay. W-I-D-E-M-A-N. All right. Got the wrong guy. All right. All right. No, you don't work at Foot Locker.
It has like Piedmont Tech in South Carolina on there.
Huh, not...
My first name is C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R.
Right, just like it sounds. All right, so let's see. Okay, I gotcha. lives in Greenwood, South Carolina. This is you. There's the baby picture. I see the baby picture. Okay. And I see you there with the WYFF weekend meteorologist, Sydney Sullivan, and Chloe Salcimeda, and Alexa Erbach. Yeah. All right. Well, you're looking good.
WSPA is WGN sister station because they own by Nexstar.
Okay. Well, good. Good, good, good. So there you are. You have over 2,000 friends?
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
And I got a lot of.
You're a busy boy. I don't know. Whoa. Over 2,000. When do you have time to breathe? Do you communicate with all 2,000 and something?
I keep them. They're like mutual friends. I don't be on Facebook every day. I just post it here and there every once in a while.
Over 2,000 friends. It sounds like a business. That's unbelievable. Yeah, 2,030 friends. Christopher Weidman. So be his friend. You will get that number even higher. All right. It's hilarious.
I'm just down here in Greenwood.
Yeah. All right. Yes, and so obviously making the most of the snow, getting some photo ops there.
Mm-hmm. Photo ops with my big jacket on. And,
yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, yeah. Picture with other news reporters, too, if you looked at my pictures.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay.
My baby picture with some family members of mine as well.
I'll check it all out. Good stuff. All right. Well, hopefully it will warm up sooner rather than later. And don't go out too much because it's going to be slick out there.
I know. Is there like a martial law where people can't drive out on these?
No, there should be. There should be, but no. They'll let idiots kill themselves.
Yeah, even if you really have to go out like work or something, it's essential. It's
yeah.
Not like COVID, like Fauci's like,
right.
There's no Fauci in this one.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is you're not going to be driving. You're just going to be aiming. So, all right, well, good deal. Well, stay safe and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, are you ready for Groundhog Day?
I don't know if I'm ever ready for Groundhog Day, but I've got you know, almost 2 weeks to think about it.
Like, if the groundhog happened to see his monstrous shadow, and if that shadow scares him to death, then you know it's going to be winter until July.
Well, no, absolutely. And actually, Groundhog Day is the anniversary of John Stroke, so it has different meaning for us at this point in time, but it'll be 2 years.
John Stroke, who is he?
John, who answered your calls. Yes, he had a stroke 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He's a sweet fella.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely. So, yeah. Like I say, coming up on that 2-year mark.
I got a joke.
All right.
What if John Stroke was on different stroke?
What
you talking about, John?
What? Yeah. All
Gary
right.
Coleman.
Very good. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay, thanks. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And Cindy is in Chicago. She got requests. All right, Cindy, what is it you want to hear?
Well, I wanted to hear something by Buddy Holly. I know that's my go-to when I can't think of it. I wasn't on Facebook today finding any songs. But anyhow, and then I wanted to tell you a funny story I heard on WGN about Louisiana, about the snow.
What about it?
It was really, this young girl, I guess she was cooking, you know, for the, you know, because it was so cold. And her father's, you know, it snowed real bad. I don't know where it was in Louisiana. And
everywhere.
Her father said, well, get out there and shovel the snow. And she said, well, there's no snow shovel for miles around. I can't even borrow one from someone.
Well, no, that's true.
So I thought that was fun. Yeah, and then my cousin Lisa, it's like a miracle. I don't know how she did it. I mean, I guess.
What'd she do?
The one with breast cancer, she had the double mastectomy. She finished all her radiation.
Okay.
And then I was real upset this weekend because, I mean, I can't tell her that because she's real Christian. She doesn't want to hear anything negative or, you know, I can't. You know, I just said, well, I'm praying for, she had like her last dosage of radiation, and she didn't really expound on it, but I'm thinking, why would she get sick from the last dosage? And I'm thinking it's because they really did it right at the end?
No, there's a number of things, but what's the prognosis? What are they? Now, is she going to have to do chemo as well?
Well, no, she didn't have to do chemo, but she's done with her radiation, she was sick all weekend, and then she started her new job on Monday.
Okay.
She did it. You know, and God is always, you know, my religion, you know, I'm Baptist, teaches God is never in early, never late. He's always right on time. Her job just started Monday, and she walked to work, and I mean, could you do all that?
Well, no, but I'm not hardy that way. But yeah, what she had was ARS, and it stands for acute radiation syndrome, and it's not unknown. Anybody who has a lot of radiation over a short period of time is liable to get it, and usually it's like things like nausea or headache or diarrhea or things like that. That's fairly, and there are some uglier side effects too, uglier thing. But for the most part, that's what it is. And hopefully she'll make a full recovery, and I would expect so.
The only thing, you know, she's young, and you know, I'm older, you know, and the thing I'm worried about, she doesn't have college, and she used to do hair, but her elbow and her knees from like pumping up the chair and everything, she does hair on the side, but she can't do that anymore. And I don't know, I guess I don't want to squelch her expectations of getting a really good job, but...
Well, she can regroup. I mean, she's going through a lot emotionally, and after a while, hopefully she'll regroup and decide what she wants to do. But don't rush it. I mean, she just got through the radiation, and she's just getting over, you know, feeling headachy and nauseous and all that kind of stuff. And that will pass. It's not like she had the kind of radiation where you're going to die from it. Believe me, you know, sometimes there's accidental radiation exposure, and then when you get ARS from that literally can do you in, but that does not happen from what this woman went through. So she'll be fine.
You know what I counseled her to do? I mean, if I was young, I wouldn't even go to college.
Well, I would just go do
nails.
Well,
I mean, not young anymore.
Well, here's the deal. Don't have her do anything yet. Let her just feel better first. She can make decisions later.
Well, she went back to work.
And what is she doing?
She works at this company for Jewel Osco, where they do the displays for the sides of the aisles.
Okay.
So it's a little bit too much physical for her right now, but she's doing it.
Well, if she gets to where she has too much fatigue and isn't feeling good, she can stop doing it.
Yeah.
So this is no time for decisions, you know? And so if she wants to work and feels good working, work. Exactly.
She does. And she's just a miracle. I don't know. Thank you for people who prayed for her if they thought of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then anyhow, with me, I made $400 back today, I guess, trading. It was very boring today. That's my job. I sit there and watch everything that Rent-A-Center does, so I know everything the stock does, so I know what to expect.
Well, good.
I either trade, you know, McCormick Spice had some kind of scandal, so I sold. Either McCormick Spice, Coke, maybe Hershey's, Commonwealth Edison, or Rent-A-Center. Rent-A-Center is a $1 billion company. So I'm only down like about $1,400 in Rent-A-Center, and I got dividends from it. But that's my job. Very stressful lately because, I don't know. Just it's stressful. But I made about $400 back.
Well, good.
But that's about it. And then something by Buddy Holly, I was thinking Rave On, but I can't, why can't I think, I don't know what's wrong with my memory. I can't think of any songs. I know all of the songs.
Rave On is just fine.
All right,
thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And if you don't get in tonight, you know, we got tomorrow and Thursday, full shows both nights. But we'll get to James and his stories coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. And since we only have a few minutes left, we're going to forego the bumper and go directly to James on the South Side. How's it going tonight, James? What's happening?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I got to admit that the weather is pretty cold. I got to admit that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, zero. Yes, I heard the news. Zero would be cold. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to mention about a couple of good news stories.
Yeah.
I won't put the gory ones out there. Okay. One was where a woman won the lottery where she traded a battery's flashlight for a lottery ticket with her father.
Uh huh.
And she won, I think it was $500,000.
Wow. Wow. How does her father feel about that?
Well, I imagine he's not, probably not too, although, I mean, he probably figured, well, she's 20. This is a nice little gift to start her off in life.
Wow. All right.
Then there was the one I teased about the man who had lost everything in the L.A. fires.
Uh-huh.
And then he thought, and then he thought his dog was lost. And 5 days later, the dog showed up, right? Came while he was trying to shift through his losses.
Wow.
And that was a good one.
Yeah.
Those were two that I got. Okay. I also came across a story. I don't know if I sent it or where it went, where apparently the guy who had won the $2 billion mega thing in California.
Yeah.
Okay. He bought three houses. Well, he's down one.
Oh, because of the fires.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, I saw that, but do we know, was he insured on that house?
You know, I hope he was.
Yeah,
because they didn't mention
a thing about that. And, you know, when you've won that much money, maybe you don't necessarily think of all the details right away. So I don't know. But the story that, by the way, it's almost political, but it's not, not really, but is that, oh my God, SNAP recipients may not be able to buy junk food with their SNAP cards.
I said, I got to admit that to a degree, I understand. Yeah. At least they want to at least help the health thing.
Well, and you know, it used to be that way. There was a lot of things you couldn't buy in the past. And over the years, you know, I mean, with food stamps, the famous story when I was in Fairbanks, some guy wanted to buy dog food and they wouldn't let him. So we went and got a prime rib and he said, well, the dog will eat well. And I thought, oh, God. But in any event, you know, they for years had that. But now, apparently, now they don't let you buy like alcohol or tobacco or pet food. Still can't buy the pet food. But still, there's a lot of junk you can buy that you didn't used to be able to buy.
Yeah. Now, the way I look at it, I mean, if you just find a couple of bags of chips to have with your sandwiches or something that you make.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. You have ended the night. We will pick this up maybe tomorrow night. And thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
You
keep warm out there.
I'm trying. All right, below freezing. Okay. Everywhere. It's cold everywhere. So now here is the deal. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show fun to do. So 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again, and I hope you'll call. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.